This episode is brought to you by Rain Clothing.
That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their roster of bands as well.
Rain Clothing, on a mission for music.
This is Mandy Lee, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, things are a bit crazy at Milky Way Recordings. Things are not always as they appear.
It's a little bit incestuous.
It is.
If you think about it.
Incestuous is bestuous. Joining us this week is musician and audio wonderkind Pete Milk, everyone.
How's it going, guys?
It's going great, Pete.
Wonderful Wednesday evening in Cleveland, Ohio.
It is. Pete is the proprietor here at Milky Way Studios, and he is responsible for making sure this very podcast gets to your ear holes each and every week.
So thank you. Thank Pete.
You guys are welcome. Thanks for coming over all the time and providing some pretty entertaining stuff every week.
Oh, I'm happy. I'm happy to provide. So,
I as well am happy to provide.
Excellent.
This is a nice business relationship and friendship in general.
Notice how I just stayed out of that whole providing thing. I show up and I do what Jeremy's eyes tell me to.
The Jordano story. The story of El Jordano Diablo. I do what Jeremy's eyes tell me to do.
Forward by Jeremy Shear. Yeah.
It's just a picture of me staring at you.
Dude, like the author picture is you and not, you know, me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be great.
So, Pete, why do you hate custom car culture?
I thought we were talking about Jordano. I thought that was the one that we were talking about.
Hang on. Let me check my notes. No. It clearly says rice burners with aftermarket parts.
There it is. No, I love Jordano. He's one of my favorite people.
Mine too.
Well, this all kind of hit me a couple of weeks ago. I texted you guys about it, and right. I was kind of like, if you ever need a reserve or anything, if things get hectic. But
this is more than just a reserve. I'm interested to know why you hate custom car culture.
Yeah. Okay, cool. It kind of dawned on me after like listening to your guys' show and listening to these people have this irrational fear of certain things and sometimes irrational fear. But
fear or hatred?
Or hatred, sorry. Thank you.
Fear would be a good one, though.
Yeah.
If the next people that rip us off, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. my hate, it's definitely irrational. I think... And I just kind of want to preface before I get into it, really, is that I feel like with most hobbies or lifestyles, you know, to each person in their own, I mean, everything can be very subjective and everything that I'm going to list off is probably going to be a thing like, well, that can be applied to most spectrums of hobbies.
Okay.
But at the same time, I also don't think it can be. I think the main reason I hated it is because I think it's absolutely fucking pointless.
Okay. I would agree with that.
On top of it just being the biggest fucking bullshit, horseshit I've ever fucking heard. I mean, it's just dumb. I think it's just a big waste of money and time. But that also could probably stem from the fact that I view cars as a means to an end. It's just get me to where I need to go. As reliably as possible. I don't care if you're going to be super fast. I don't care. As long as you just get me there.
My first thought is always, how can I flip this bitch?
How can I back handspring this motherfucker? But also, I mean, there's like a lot of things that go along with it. I feel like just citing some examples, like the culture behind it, I think is just very obnoxious. And I see people... who, you know, work really hard 40 hours a week at whatever job they might be at, no matter how much they're getting paid, and then just dump all this money into fucking nothing. And it's like, this is one of the flaws of capitalism. No, like, this is why you're fucking broke, because you have a 1993 Honda Civic and you put a fucking, I don't know, a 2-foot spoiler on it. I don't even know how you measure those things with a really high spoiler.
Well, it's like a culture from what I've noticed, because like I know people that are into it and shit, and I mean I like a couple of the kids, like I call them idiots all the time, but it's like it's a culture of like Fred Dursts, like multiple Fred Dursts that like wear backwards baseball caps and white t-shirts and really shitty gold chains.
Definitely have monster tattoos.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I'm just like, why? And you like cars, which is like, I'm with Pete on that. Like, to me, and Jeremy, I think you're probably on the same boat. Like, it's a means to an end. Like, it's a point A to point B thing. Like, I can't wait to get a car again. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely in the same boat, because you see the car I drive. Is that car right for me? Should I be driving an early 2000s coupe? No. Is it hilarious to watch me get in and out of that coupe?
The fact that you do warms my heart so much.
Yeah, watching me get in and out of that car is hilarious every single time. Because that's probably how I'm going to have a heart attack, is getting in and out of my car. It's the goddamn worst. This would actually be the perfect car to modify if I had the druthers, because it already has the silly spoiler and, you know,
yeah,
the thing on the roof to, like, let more air in or whatever. But I don't even know how to open the fucking hood, which is why I have no oil in the car. I've had this car for a year now. I don't know how to open the goddamn hood. I can't find the thing.
If I could live in a city where public transportation was like, you know, that of New York City, or maybe in like San Francisco, California, or various other cities where a car was not necessary, I would get rid of a car immediately.
Yeah,
I just don't think. I mean, another thing that, I mean, it just makes me mad, because it's like a culture that doesn't, it like, it's that on top of, like, you get no real gain at the end of the day. Like, at least with, like, certain hobbies that people have, like, okay, let's say you're, I don't know, off the top of my head, fitness. Like, you really like working out or whatever. You like staying fit. At the end of the day, you're going to be in great shape. You're going to be healthy. You probably invest a lot in your body. And that's a great gain for yourself at the end of the day. If you're a comedian, let's do something a little bit more relatable. I mean, you work at your craft, both of you. You do things, you write, I mean, you do this podcast, you do open mics, you do a lot of things, and you get better, and eventually, well, I'm not saying eventually, I think both of you guys are pretty funny, but I mean, you make people laugh, the end goal, and you feel good about yourself, you're doing something that you want to do, and that's good for you mentally. Sometimes it might not be good for you mentally, I mean, who knows?
Yes.
But with this, it's like, at the end of the fucking day, you're still, I mean, just got to get to A to B. That's it. I mean, that's all it is. You might be, the only thing I could really think of is you might be learning a little bit more about cars.
Well, I mean, like, I have nothing against, like muscle, like 70s, you know, people that are into, like, rebuilding, you know, old cars. Like,
I'm not trying to loop that into what I'm talking about. Like, I know what you're saying, though.
But, like, the people who, like what you're saying is, like, what do they get at the end of the day? It's like, oh, I can go real fast.
Yeah.
And, like, get for what?
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, we live in Cleveland, dude. Like, the roads are terrible. Going faster over those potholes is only going to fuck your shit up even more.
That is correct. But there is Summit Racing Equipment has, like, Summit Motor Speedway over there where people take their little cars.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen this in Cleveland so much, partially because I'm no longer at the gas station on third shift. But when I lived in Fort Collins, Colorado, and worked third shift at the gas station, around 3 o'clock in the morning every night would be the gathering of the rice burners.
The rice burners.
Yeah, it was a bunch of older Japanese cars, smaller, and they were all modded to shit, and they would drag race down the street. Until the cops showed up.
Yeah, and then they'd fucking, the punk bitches would get out of the fucking way and go home.
Yeah, they'd go home back to their lives, but, you know, they lived for that night.
Yeah, and you can tell that they do. just by looking at them. I mean, they have a monster tattoo, probably.
Yeah.
Monster logo, at least.
It's, I mean, it's, to me, like, because I've always said NASCAR is, like, the most pointless thing on the planet. Like, I think what we're talking about might actually be more pointless. Yeah. Because, like, at least NASCAR, the end game is fucking money.
Yeah, you know, you're getting money. Also, like, it's pretty strategic. I mean, a lot of the, there's, like, all the people that are racing in NASCAR can talk with each other, and, like, alliances are formed, and, like, groups are made, like, along the way of over the course of God knows how many miles they're going for. And, you know, I mean, it's deception, deceit, lies, along with, like, you know, I mean, there's only going to be one winner at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I wish with NASCAR as an aside, that they, like, you were allowed to hear the audio feed of them all talking to each other.
I mean, it would definitely make it more interesting for me, but
probably still wouldn't watch, to be honest. But
I think the only time I've ever watched it is when I've showed up to the house that I lived in prior to me living there, and Sean Sullivan, despite his apparel, huge NASCAR fan, so he would have it on the television.
Awful.
Yeah.
I just also think that, like, sinking your money into this, like, especially for the people who, like, do it, who have, like, you know, who are on the lower end of the spectrum and are trying to get into it in the beginning initially, and they have, like, that really shitty, like, early 90s Toyota Celica or whatever, and they start putting a body kit on it and a crazy muff. Like, dude, you realize how fucking stupid you look right now? Mm-hmm. Like, seriously.
Like, the original paint's all kind of faded, so, yeah, like, the matching color doesn't really match.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the same thing goes kind of for also, like, people who put really expensive sound systems in, like, their Oldsmobile Alero. Like that, I don't know if I hate that more or not, but, like, that
I can relate to, only because the last couple of cars that I've owned, I've blown out the speakers. So it would be nice to have a quality sound system in there.
Right, but are you also going to put a subwoofer and, like, are you going to drown, like, $1,000 in it? Like, because that's what some of these people, that's what my neighbors are doing. They do it every weekend. Like, they have people, it seems like they have some sort of business going on where people come to them with their, I'm just trying to think of the shittiest cars I can right now. But, yeah, you know, the likes of Oldsmobile Aleros, so on and so forth. And they've actually asked me a couple questions on, like, wiring diagrams and stuff, and I've looked at it. I'm like, yeah, you guys are working with some serious power that you're putting in this terrible vehicle right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can somebody answer me the question? Why are you wasting all this money?
Yeah. You should probably feed your kids.
It would be a good idea. No, the only time I've ever done aftermarket stereo in a car was the first car I ever owned, a Mercury Topaz. It was called the Popemobile.
I like that.
Yeah. But, you know, it had all the dumb stickers on the back. You know, all the stickers like, I like punk rock and I'm questioning my sexuality because I'm a teenager. And one of my best friends growing up, he fancied himself a car modification expert. So he would, we put a 12 in my little trunk. And he hooked it into the stereo, and it barely worked. Oh, it barely worked.
A single 12. That's all you need sometimes, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the only thing with bass that we were blasting was that E-1999 Eternal album.
Nice.
And Rage Against the Machine, Evil Empire. Like, also everything good. Else oh, I was man. Playing
what a classic
was,
record.
Like, you know, pop punk and hardcore, so it was, the bass wasn't really necessary.
Yeah.
But,
you know, no, I can feel that. I can understand.
That's
that.
The only time I've ever modified a car, and that was because my friend wanted to do it, and I had all the 12s, so it was like, fine, let's.
Well, Jeremy, it looks like I fucking hate you.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm just joking.
Oh, yeah, Pete, no, he totally thought you were serious.
Oh, yeah.
Crying over here.
Like, a lot of these things, like, I think about also, like, the internet, like, when I look at the big picture of it, it's like the internet culture behind it as well. Because it's like one of the things I love, or one of the things I hate about memes, is that stupid people can make memes as well.
They can.
And to me, at least, I think with meme culture, it's like on a general scale, memes are to be generally understood by everybody. But then I see memes about cars and stuff, and I'm just like, this is terrible. Like, mm-hmm. you are talking about stuff that no one knows about except you, and I don't understand why it's being shared on this worldly platform.
So you think the car memes should stay in the car groups?
Yeah, I think they should.
Stay on their part of the internet where they belong?
Yeah. Build a wall around the car.
I was going to say, this is starting to sound kind of fucking familiar right now.
This is coming soon, everybody. The balkanization of the internet.
Pete's like, now if you can take what we're talking about with memes and just replace that with a group of people, now this is what I'm really talking about here.
No, I guess that is a little brash. But in general, though, I guess what it's the hate for that stems from the fact that stupid people can make memes.
Yeah.
And... there should be a test that you need to take where you're allowed to use the internet.
The people that I know that are into this shit, like the one kid I love, he's like a little brother to me. I really like him a lot. And he's into older cars and stuff. So it's like, I mean, I have no idea what it's like. I have no fucking idea how to fix a car. Like I said, it's a point A to point B thing for me. Would it be cool to know how to fix it so I wouldn't have to pay somebody to do it? Yeah, sure, whatever. But like when he gets in conversations with his buddies and they're like, yeah, the ZX942, like what the fuck are you guys talking about? How do you remember that?
Yeah. Like, no, absolutely. Part
for a car. Are you fucking kidding me?
And this is something that in the beginning of this, when I kind of said it's like completely objective because you can apply it across a whole range of things. Right, I feel like people look at me the same way when I talk about amps and cabs and like bass guitar stuff. Like, I feel like they can, that same sort of logic that I'm kind of spewing here can be applied to me. But I think it kind of goes back to the thing of like, it's kind of like an art thing. Like mm-hmm. I'm expressing myself and I'm utilizing my knowledge of science and audio to apply it to this spectrum. And there is an end to this mean. Like it's more than just, you know, point A to point B. It's like I'm expressing myself. Like, are you expressing yourself through getting to work?
Yeah, bro, I like going fast and doing dabs.
I mean, if going fast and doing dabs, I love it.
I also like going fast and doing dabs. You know, I there's a time and a place to go fast. I don't think 271 is the place.
No, definitely not.
But, you know, one could argue that modified car culture is a lot like Magic the Gathering culture.
Ooh.
Think about it. You've got people spending a bunch of money on shit that you take a look at it as a layperson and go, why the fuck do you need this?
Yeah.
But then they go to their little gatherings and they're all big shit with each other because they're spending the dough to put together the perfect deck or the perfect car.
Correct.
But it's created this own little, you know, microeconomy. Because I have a couple of listeners that are in the modified car culture on the... they sell the parts and they do the work. And they make a good living at it.
I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. I bet. Absolutely. It doesn't change the fact that I still think it's fucking dumb.
It definitely is dumb. You know, there's... I don't understand why it is a wonderful thing to polish a turd. Because at the end of the day, you know, when you're taking like an old coupe or an old like really tiny sports car and making it into this monstrous race machine, that's what you're doing.
And it's just so goddamn annoyingly loud.
Oh my god,
fucking god, dude.
Well, the going back to like what you were talking about with the speakers and shit, like I know a couple people into that too, and I like them as people. It's like it's nothing that I just think their fucking hobby's really dumb. And like I saw this video of my one buddy, he was just like, it was a Facebook Live of him, and just like was in this parking lot on the east side, just had this shit fucking blaring loud, and I'm like, what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
Look how much money I spent.
How can you have a conversation with your friend in that car? That's what I know.
It's weird. It's a very specific memory for me. The first semester I was away at college where my parents were like, you're going to have the college experience and live in the dorms. One of my roommates had a car. He was one of those guys that had like all the best speakers. And this is what we did. We would, when we're driving away from the university, he's like, roll down all the windows. And he blast the music, you know, just like, you know, we're letting everybody know that, hey, this guy's driving. You hear that?
Look at me, everyone. I'm driving.
Yeah.
Do you hear this?
Yeah.
I'm driving.
This is me driving. I was like, all right.
That's fucking great. Oh, man.
And then we get on the highway. He turned down the music. The windows would go up. And then he's trying to help me through my relationship problems.
Well, at least he's still a good friend. He just had to get something out of him for a little bit in public.
No, he was just deafening himself so he didn't actually.
So what'd you say about your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wait, these people can't hear me driving.
Hey, everyone, come look at how loud I am.
Yeah. It was very bizarre. That's the only time I can specifically remember, like, rolling down the windows to blast the music. Specifically just to blast the music so everybody could see, like, oh, I've got great speakers.
I'm listening to Enema of the State right now. Check it out.
Linkin Park, Hybrid Theory.
No, I think my roommates were, one of them was an aspiring rapper. This is how, like, fucking terrible I am, though. It was so long, I don't remember their names. I live with these guys for 4 months, and I don't remember their names.
Well, I mean, come on. To be fair, who really expects you to?
I mean,
it was only 4 months.
Yeah, they were listening to Noriega a lot. I know that because one of the guys had a CD without the lyrics on it, and he would rap over it using my computer.
Gotcha.
That was his deal.
That's annoying.
I mean, no. I mean, it was fine. You know, it's basically like you're doing karaoke, except no one has to put up with it except me. This is fine. And, you know, there's a whole thing with, like, mixtapes using other people's beats. So, you know, that was his deal. And then, you know, our other roommate, you know, he blasted the music when it was done, I guess. So.
That's awesome. Just like, dude, check out my new mixtape. I'm gonna play it loud, bro.
Yeah.
This shit bumps, bro. This shit bumps real hard, bro.
I'm your biggest fan.
Best thing out blank CDs in the main street.
No, dude, the best are the people like, check out my mixtape, and it's like a fucking, like, it's like one of those CD sleeves with like the white CD sleeve with like the circle, like the plastic circle in the middle, and it's like just like a burned CD with some bullshit written on it. Like,
oh, surprisingly enough, I have one of those in my car, and it's Chris Paw's.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Chris Paul has a mixtape?
It's not a mixtape. It's his his album that we're not supposed to talk about.
I didn't know that.
It is in the world. You can find it if you so choose, but I'm not going to plug it. It doesn't play in my car.
So I haven't heard it.
I haven't. I was going to listen to it before we roast battled last month, and I was like, I should listen to his album how bad it is.
That's good.
And it wouldn't play. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to tell him.
So. Do you know, the fucking, going back to the, what are we calling this dumb, customizing cars or
Who
something?
Who fucking knows? The worst culture
Dude,
known to man.
The fucking dumb ass big fucking mufflers they have. It's just...
I don't know, dude. I'm getting furious just thinking about it. And they all vape, too. Like,
oh,
Jesus
dude, yeah, that's
Christ.
Dude, that is vape culture without a
vape
doubt.
Vape culture, for sure. That's another thing I fucking hate. I think those two go hand in hand.
Why do they go hand in hand?
I don't know. Why not? It seems like they would.
Because Fred Durst probably vapes now, dude.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, is this just an extension of Fred Durst? Is his tent... Are his tentacles, like, out?
This is all, yeah, at the center of all this is just Fred Durst.
It's just a bunch of golden cobras, dude.
And me just trying to get over the fact that I enjoyed Significant Other when I was a kid.
And $3 Bill, y'all. Yeah, Significant Other was the second one. $3 Bill, y'all was the first one.
Still trying to get over that one.
And then...
Are these albums? I don't know what you're talking about.
Chocolate, Limp Bizkit Records.
Chocolate Starfish, Hot Dog Flavored Water.
I remember the day that excuse me. I remember the day that was announced on TRL.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Do
too. I was like, what the fuck did you just say?
TRL, dude. Yeah, no.
What's TRL, guys? I've always been cool.
I knew what it was until it changed.
Jeremy's just got like a fucking, you know, a wallet-sized picture of Carson Daly.
I do, actually. That's my model for success. Like pretending I don't care about stuff and then caring about stuff.
And having a 3 a.m. fucking talk show.
Hell yeah. I want a 3 a.m. talk show. I loved having a 2 a.m. talk show. So that was my favorite thing.
I guess like on the when you, we kind of covered like on like the lower spectrum of it, like it's these people who are kind of, it seems
like. Yeah, no, these people are all on the lower spectrum in my opinion.
I guess let's divide it in levels in terms of like monetary base, because you have the people who are on like on the low on the totem pole, and it's like obvious they're putting like, you know, this shit into this worthless vehicle. They're just putting, I mean, yeah, I guess it's sort of an investment, but they're, yeah, they might have like a $1,000 car and they're putting, you know.
Look, I know the trunk's green and the spoiler's black, but like it's going to look sweet in a year.
Well, trust me, once I put these neon lights underneath, everything's going to be great in my life.
Oh, man. Like, okay, whoever makes ground effects should be shot.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Ground effects are the neon lights on the bottom. Oh, are they? That's what they're called. They're called ground effects.
I mean, they were cool to do in, like, Need for Speed Underground, too.
That's basically what seems to be going on with these people, is that they're having real-life Need for Speed.
Or, wait, Pete, do you think that this is maybe partly also a product of the Fast and Furious? It's got to be, right?
Oh, dude, there's so many different products. I mean, Limp Bizkit. Paul Walker, Vin Diesel.
Paul Walker as a product.
Paul Walker, he's one of the stemming reasons, I guess. But yeah, I think that had a lot, that definitely obviously had a ton to do with it. Because
people think those movies are good. Like, people actually are like, damn, dude, those are sweet.
Well, yeah, because they're hard as fuck, dude. Because they're fucking criminals.
Oh, I thought you were they're hard as fuck because, like, The Rock's on screen.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
what
why I'd be hard as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not be?
All right, wait, so we go, but like, all right, so okay, the but yeah, monetary, I mean, monetary.
Okay, so you have those people who are on the lower end of the totem pole who are definitely mouth breathers and are just putting countless thousands of dollars, like, into this shit. And then you have the people, which I'm, like, still kind of perplexed about, who have, like, BMWs and are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is where I get, like, truly fascinated by it. And I'm just kind of like, wait, so you're going to tell me that you spent upwards of $30,000 on a brand new BMW. Maybe, I mean, a little less. I don't really know the fucking market value of a used BMW or if it's fucking brand new. Regardless, I know they're fucking expensive. And then you're going to do this shit to it?
Yeah.
Like that just, I feel like that still takes away from the entire, like, reason behind having a luxury vehicle.
Well, like, the aesthetic of a fucking BMW is, like, they look a certain way because they look a certain way. You don't add your dumb fucking ground
lowering. That's German fucking engineering, man. Dude. Like, don't fuck with that.
I'll be frank. I support fucking with the German engineering. Those bastards aren't.
Well, they wanted to fuck with your genetic engineering, yeah. So.
You know, that's totally fair, Jeremy.
You fuck with my people, we fuck with your cars. That's all I'm saying.
It all comes back around in the end.
Yeah. Yep. And get those Volvos and BMWs, mod them up, boys.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I mean, but, like, it's, to me, it's like, why would you take, like, a good thing and ruin it? With your fucking terrible muffler and filling it with that nitrous shit that makes it go vroom vroom a little more. And I don't even know. Is it nitrous oxide? Is that the shit we inhale, or is that the shit they put in their car?
Both.
Both. Cool.
I mean,
rad. They do, so it's like the car, when the car does whippets, essentially. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I find that people that do whippets are the same amount of asshole as those cars.
Question, do poppers count as whippets?
No. Okay. Poppers are different.
Poppers are way different.
That all sounds like everybody's going to be like, oh, they've all three done poppers a bunch. And try and fucking deny it.
Yeah, seriously.
Many times I sat on X couch, I won't say where, we all know where, fucking and done poppers a bunch. Yeah, it's fun. Like, you mean you end up being one of the mouth-breathing idiots.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're all there at one point in our lives.
Look, sometimes you just got to do some gas.
Because sometimes you just gotta gas up, dude.
Because you're like, hey, coming is awesome, but you know what would make it better? If I can't breathe.
Yeah. Hey, you know, sometimes three or four of your car modifying culture friends come to visit you in Columbus and they have a bunch of fucking CO2 or the fuck those little nitrous oxide.
That would be NO2.
Are. Yeah, they just come and have a bunch of those little things and you do 80 of them and then, yeah, you're not good. You're pretty clueless for a week after the fact.
No, I can't reveal that.
But. off mic.
Yeah.
Off mic.
After hours.
Yeah. It's, look, there's a lot that's happened in my life that is not a matter of public record. Some of it involves nitrous oxide.
Also, I feel like really sorry for those people as well. Like, I know it might be kind of high and mighty for me to say that and think that.
Is that because you're tall?
It is because I'm tall. And I know there's a certain level of arrogance that comes with that. But at the same time, I just feel like someone that's wasting that much time and effort and money for nothing, like, they just got duped by the system, man. I feel like, yeah, like, they watched, like, an example. It's just a hypothetical situation. They were 13 years old and watched Fast and the Furious. And like, I want to be like that. And mm-hmm. then, you know.
Like, what, you think you're going to go on, like, gun heists and shit or whatever the fuck they do in those movies?
Yeah, you got to be hard as fuck to do that, dude. You don't start there.
No, and that's why... what the fucking cartels are for.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, there are places to go because these people, they do have trade shows and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
And the models are there. I know a couple women that work car shows. It's a decent living. Yeah, you've got to deal with mouth breathers, and you know, you wear very little, from what I understand. But like, I'm not the only time I've ever encountered these people is I was at a Quaker Steak and Lube somewhere. I don't remember where. I just know I was meeting my cousin. And these people were out in force, and
the models were
there, and it was. I was like, "What's going on?"
Dude, it's totally no. It's like a totally. It's a whole fucking thing, and like, it's a culture of like those saw dude kids.
Yeah.
Like that's exactly what it is, and like, I just don't get it, and I'm not gonna get it.
I don't get it. I don't care to get it. I don't want to get it. I think it's fucking dumb. I think you're wasting your money. I think you need to find something a little more productive in your life, a little more fulfilling than something that's just gonna be like, I want to put this fucking. I'm just trying to think of different stupid things that they do, and I just keep coming to the same thing. It's spoiler and fucking muffler.
All the wrong tires on.
All the wrong tires. Yeah, it's. It's just like I feel so bad for those models now that I think about it because of all the pictures they probably have to take with all those idiots who probably still have MySpace.
just... You mock MySpace, but I guarantee you there are still musicians out there that are sending me friend requests.
And you're still getting the notifications.
Actually, no. I'm really mad at myself. I was like in a fit of rage one night. I deleted my MySpace page and... I regret doing that because before I deleted it, I should have taken my old blogs and moved them, but I did not. So those are all lost to the ages.
Well, we live and we learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what can you do?
I mean, dude, it's MySpace.
Yeah.
I wrote some hot fire back then. You know, from
I would be fucking because my like, as we've talked about before, my Twitter is out there for people to read if they ever want to. Like
it is.
Years and years of dumb shit somebody said. Like, but I would be, even though it was like I was a kid, you know, I would be fucking mortified if I read some of the shit that I posted on MySpace.
Yeah.
I would like,
it's always cringy.
Like, dude, sure. Like if anybody ever wanted me to kill myself, like there's a surefire way to fucking do it. Cause like I can own up to a lot of shit. I can't own up to being a teenager.
Please send those to thehateflow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Good plug.
Send us your favorite El Hordano Diablo tweets.
Do you want to drive El Hordano Diablo to suicide? Now you know how. Yeah.
Remind him of what a cunt he was when he was a teenager.
Well, I mean, dude, like, it's funny because, like, I was stoned and drunk this past weekend, and I was just thinking, I was like, I can't, like, there's a whole reason I don't have Twitter. It has to do with fucking other people and shit like that. But, like, I was like, what if I just, like, I was drunk and stoned and being a fucking moron, and I'm going to say it now. I was just like, what if I just posted, you know, this one thing every year on so-and-so's birthday just so I know that they fucking saw it? Like, the same thing once a year. And then, like, I started getting a little clear-headed, and I was like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, you are a child sometimes, dude. And I was like, all right, time to rein it in.
You're a mentally ill woman.
Whatever, man. I'd like, did you just assume my gender?
I did. Not. You got titties and hips. What?
And titties, hips, and fuckable lips.
There it is.
There it is.
God damn it. And they all have the worst fucking facial hair, too, you know? This fucking pisses me off.
Dude, no, it's all like dirty teenage mustache, like wispy fucking.
Yeah. Oh, and like flat brim hats, too.
Oh, dude.
Lots of flat brim hats.
Well, that's what I was implying that with like the Fred Durst, like the fucking turnaround. Mm-hmm. Like, it's. Oh, God.
I mean, those are the height of urban fashion now. They call
What's
them,
the thing
they
called?
They call them snapbacks, if I'm not mistaken. I sound really condescending when I say that, but like, you know, I see them all over the place.
Right.
I don't understand why you. Right now, yes. I don't understand why you have to keep the sticker on them, and I don't understand why you don't bend your hat. But if that's your thing, fine.
It grosses me out when they don't take the sticker off because I feel like eventually it's going to get dirty enough because you're a sweaty fucking mess of a human that doesn't know how to spend their money correctly, and then eventually the sticker falls off and. Mm. It looks even more dumb than it did before because now there's this like nice little clean circular spot.
Yeah.
Dude, this is like one of the first times in the podcast that I can really fucking feel somebody's fucking hatred. Like the way it's just spewing out of, maybe it's because I know you so well.
Yeah.
But like, it is just like, it's there, dude. That fire is just like, fuck these people. Fuck everything.
Yeah,
they're
and
about.
It's irrational because I know those people could be like, well, why do you hate me so much? It's like, because you breathe through your goddamn mouth. That's why. Because you're doing nothing for our fucking society. That's fucking why. Because you're just contributing to the fucking shit of the world. That's what you're doing.
Dude, and it's a bunch of people, too, that like, and I'm not saying all of them. I can't generalize, like, because I do know ones that aren't, but like, they all live with their fucking parents. That's why they can afford that shit in the first place.
Yeah.
I figured out how they contribute to society, guys.
How's that?
Cop bait.
There it is. And like, to kind of draw back a little bit, the people that are into it, that work on the side of like the mechanics side of it, that I can, you know, I can respect because that is a trade and that, you know, that takes intelligence, knowing how to work on cars.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, you're doing completely unnecessary things on cars that don't need to be done. But I mean, fucking whatever. You're still, you know, you're working your trade. So with people that kind of do it on that side, like working on the actual engines themselves.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Like, okay, whatever. I guess you get a semi-pass, but I still hate you and your monster hat. And I hate all your sponsorships. And I hate the fucking thing on the hood that has like an airway. I don't know what the fuck that's called, but I fucking hate it.
Just because you put a sticker on your car does not mean you're sponsored. Like,
fuck you. I'm sponsored by Deadpool.
Okay, well, I'm sponsored by Rain Clothing.
Do you guys remember that show True Life on MTV?
Oh, yeah.
Back when MTV was a...
Wait, was True Life the... Or no, what was the one? I think I'm thinking of Die. I know True Life. That was like where they...
It was like a different subject every week. Like True Life, I have acne. And it was these right, like, yeah. three yeah, kids yeah, who had like yeah, really, yeah. really okay. terrible, deprecating
I was thinking
acne.
Of MTV Diary.
Yeah, like DMX. Jake Solomon.
What'd you say, Jordan?
I said I was thinking of MTV Diary with DMX, but I do know True Life. I do know True Life as well.
Well, there was a True Life episode about car culture, like that shit. And ew. Like this guy... Like, put the seat, like, took out both of the driver and passenger seat and put the seat in the middle of the car. And, like, these were people who were, like, strictly, like, racing and, like, betting money on racing. And it seemed like about as close as you can get to what would be, I guess, construed as the Fast and Furious minus, okay, okay. you know, being tough as fuck. But it's just like you look at these people's lives and like, yeah, like I think there were like they featured three riders or whatever. And two of the three still live with their parents. And the one like lived with his girlfriend and the girlfriend like didn't know what to do because she didn't have any self-esteem. And she completely enabled this guy's miserable fucking hobby. And he like blew $20,000 blowing up his engine because he was trying to go too fast and vroom vroom more than the other guy vroom vroomed. And he's like, how am I going to get sponsored by Nas? And it's just...
Dude, you are the lowest common denominator. Like, just give up. Like, just go. Fucking get a job, dude. Go work at fucking McDonald's or do whatever you gotta do. Go be a fucking telemarketer, whatever.
Yeah.
Just fucking do something like that. Like you said at the very beginning, there's no end game.
Yeah.
There's no fucking end game.
Go listen to your shitty beatdown hardcore that no one gives a fuck about.
Go listen to A Day to Remember.
Yeah. Go. Yeah. Ugh. God.
I know. Ugh.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Oh. God, I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
All right. What's wrong with beatdown hardcore?
Well, what? Okay, let's define what you think is like beat down. Like what? Like I'm talking about like the just straight up like chug notes, nothing else. Just like pretty much a 2 minute breakdown the entire time.
Okay.
Is that like the same thing you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where sometimes they're rapping over it.
Sometimes they might be rapping over it.
I love that shit.
Okay. I mean that's great, but I don't. I think it's fucking miserable, and I think the culture around it that people who are very heavily involved in it is pretty dumb because people get hurt for no reason all the time.
I mean, you know, there's a reason.
Yeah, you know what that reason is? Survival of the fucking fittest. Get them out.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, as long as it wasn't a band I liked, like, if there was some fucking hardcore fest or whatever the fuck going on at whatever fucking bar they do that at on Detroit, I can't remember the name of it right now.
That would be the Foundry?
Yeah, that place. If somebody happened to drive a semi-truck and kill, like, 300 people in there who are all, like, fucking doing the slam dancing shit, I don't see that as a problem. I see that as a solution.
I am with you 1,000,000% because the Foundry fucking sucks.
I used to record a podcast at the Foundry.
You really? Did?
They had
a room where you recorded in?
We did. We were out in the main bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was Tough Scene Cleveland. It was the last season.
Mm, gotcha.
Oh, no shit. Okay.
Yeah, we hooked up with J.C. Kaczewski. Before he was unceremoniously bounced after, the whole nonsense that went down at the Foundry.
Are you talking about like that shooting thing a couple years ago?
It wasn't a shooting.
It was a riot.
It was one of the FSU guys brought a gun and fired it up in the air. As far as I know, nobody was like shot. It was just a huge fight.
I hate all those guys too. FSU and Swing On Sight Family, SOSF.
Yeah, just
like,
can't do it, don't want it.
Like, I just don't understand it.
I mean, some of those guys are my friends, so.
I mean, that's fine. Like, I'm not going to sit here and dog on your friends.
Yeah.
I
just don't understand
it. Yeah, I don't understand it, and I have no desire to understand it. And, like, I've been around certain people that are, like, part of, like, groups like that, and it's just, like, we don't have anything in common.
It's also that a big part of it for me, I guess, is I don't think music should be a club. I don't think there should be different sects and clubs of music. I feel like I'm in a couple bands that can be construed as somewhat of a hardcore band, but they would never fit into that thing or that guise. Yeah. But it's kind of like, but I'm still kind of in a hardcore band, you know, just because I don't think, you know, I'm going to create this feud between rival crews or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I just don't understand it.
I think you should start making all of your fans wear nothing but pink.
Nothing but pink. I don't have any fans, Jeremy. I'm not like you.
And then with your other band, those people can wear nothing but black. And then those two groups of fans can meet, and it'll look like a giant Bret the Hitman Hart fight.
See, I didn't know where you were going with that, but like, I am on board, dude. Yeah. Like, I'm down.
Yeah, and I think how you make hardcore crew battles pretty.
I like how
you make hardcore crew battles.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
because if it's not pretty looking, then what's the point?
This is why I put.
Where's that, the art?
Yeah, which is why I put that body kit on my car. You know?
Yeah, I think putting a body kit on your car means you like 18 Visions, but I think that's what we're learning today.
Isn't it kind of pointless also, like the body kits where the car gets really, really low? I understand it's from a science point, it's like for a lower center of gravity, but at the same time, like I feel like going over curbs and shit's going to like ruin that.
Dude, Cleveland, you cannot drive something like that in Cleveland.
But you can, Jordan, and they do, and they vape, and they have shitty facial hair.
I mean, Jordan's written enough in my car to know how shitty it is having a car that's really low to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, like to me, it's fucking pointless. It's like I'm gonna be getting a car before the end of the year. That's the plan. And
congratulations,
like, my mom's like, she's like, well, what do you want? And I was like, I want to get like a Honda Pilot. And she like looked at me all weird. And I was like, what? And she was like, why? I was like, it's high up. It'll drive in the snow. And she's like, when did you turn into an adult?
Dude, Honda Pilots are, I feel like, are great cars.
I think yeah,
you got a good starting platform on choosing your vehicle, Jordan.
Yeah, I don't want to, I'm not buying a piece of shit. Dude, I flipped the Ford fucking Taurus, okay?
No, you did a back handspring. and you didn't land it.
No, I didn't, dude. I fucked it up.
But it's okay. You're still alive, and I still love you.
Yeah. Okay.
But you, why would you buy a Honda Pilot when you could buy a CR or what is it, a Suzuki something or other? You know, think about it. You put a nice little spoiler on that, little 18-incher.
I'm good, nice man.
Little muffler, a little ventilated thing in the hood.
I'm good.
Put a couple of tens in it.
Put a couple of get some tens going.
Yeah. Are you talking about Percocet?
Yes. Your wheel is just going to be a Percocet.
The oblong ones, just, too. Not
just a 3D printed Percocet with the wheel.
Dude, that would be fucking awesome.
All right. If you're listening to this because you found it through the hashtags or something, then this is something you can do. TheHateFlow@gmail.com.
Along with the suicide reinforcement.
Yeah. Suicide reinforcements if you can 3D print a Percocet wheel. Has to be the...
What would the dimensions on that be? I feel like it'd be like a foot and a half in diameter.
No, dude, because it wouldn't be a circle. It would be like one of the fucking... like the tablet.
Oh, okay. So, that's even better.
Yeah, that's what exactly.
Oh, I love
it. With the right imprint on it, too. With it.
Yes. Yeah, look at Good Pills, Bad Pills, and get that shit done. And this is... Yeah.
Oh, I would love fan artwork. That would be amazing. Right. Or listener artwork. I don't want to say fans. But
yeah, nobody's really our fans.
No, they just tolerate. Yeah. Just kind of like we do. Yeah. Like, a lot of people are lucky they're not dead. Like, I'd just like to go on record as saying that.
Yes.
That's absolutely very true.
Another thing that I find intriguing as well with this entire culture is that, like, if your car has the capability to go upwards of, like, I don't even know, 180, 200 miles or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like again, like, yeah, you can get to area point A to point B a lot faster, but in normal traffic in most cities, especially in more populous cities, like, that's not going to be possible. Like,
right.
The guy that has that tricked out fucking vehicle that I see on the highway sometimes that zips past me going 30, 40 miles faster than I am.
Right.
And then 2 minutes later, we both end up at the same stoplight.
Right. It's not the fucking
Autobahn. Isn't that
kind
of funny, don't you think?
It's not the fucking Autobahn, dude. Like, yeah. We don't have that here.
I mean, they're not doing it to make better time. They're doing it because driving fast is fun. That's all it boils down to. It's got to be. You know, you can't really rationalize it any other way.
Which, like, dude, if that's what you get your rocks off on, like, that going fast, like, that's it.
That's what makes you a mouth breather.
I don't, whatever, man. I, like, it makes no fucking sense to me whatsoever. Like, I get scared shitless. Like, I've done dumb shit in a car. And I'm not even talking about when I got the DUI. I mean, I've done other dumb shit in a car. And, like, dude, that's like a fucking 2,000-pound weapon. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever gone down on someone else while you're driving?
While driving?
No, no. I have
but
not.
But I've gotten the opposite has happened to me.
Apparently, I'm more reckless than you guys.
That's impressive. Yeah.
That is very impressive.
I was going slow.
I just picture going like 10 miles
but
an hour.
But I was driving real fast. And she didn't come. So it didn't really, like...
Oh, man.
That would have been a fucking story, dude.
Yeah, that's if bad. She came, it would have been better.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I just, you know...
Regardless, still very impressive.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I was like, reverse road it.
Yeah. Finger bang for sure, standard. But I mean, not.
Yeah,
no.
I was an excitable lad. I had lots of ideas, and I wanted to try all of them. So there's that. What we haven't really touched on, aside from you've mentioned, you know, they zip past you on the highway. You've mentioned their presence in the hardcore scene. Where else do you encounter these car mod guys in your day-to-day life?
I'm friends with a couple people on the internet who are very vocal about it. Mm-hmm. Also, I work in Parma. So
we both work in Parma.
I work in Parma, and there's a gym I go to in Parma, and I get my gas in Parma most of the time. And I see it. I guess I see the very shitty version of all of this, which causes a lot of the hate to stem from it. So I don't really see the people who are very professional about it and have, like, the mechanics side of things on it. But, yeah.
You're seeing the do-it-yourselfers.
Mm-hmm. The DIYers.
excuse me, showing off their little creations in Parma, because what else are you going to do
right.
in Parma?
Right. And for those that don't know what Parma is, I'm sure Jordan would love to give you a quick snippet of what Parma is.
And now, Let the Hate Flow Through You presents Parma for Non-Clevelanders by El Jordano Diablo.
If you took all the Juggalos, about 70% of Nickelback fans that, like, are below... Not below, I'd say right below, right at middle class, like all those people, and you shoved them into a, what would you say, I guess, 7 by 7 mile square, I guess that would say roughly about, and all those people, and the school systems are dog shit, and it's just overloaded, and they all think they're fucking hot shit.
Oh yeah.
That's Parma.
Yep, that is Parma.
All right, here. This is a perfect example. Mike Mizanin, the Miz, the wrestler, is from Parma, and he plays pretty much himself on TV.
I don't know what you're referring to, but I'm sure the people who
All right, I'll put
podcasts.
It to you this way, Pete. His song goes, awesome! And that's how it starts.
Yep, sounds
so,
about right.
So that's... For anybody who doesn't know what Parma is, that's Parma.
And now, Parma for Non-Clevelanders by Jeremy Shear. It's where we stash our ethnics.
Well, West Side.
Yeah, the West Side ethnics.
Yeah.
It's where they're stashed. It is actually Cleveland's most populous suburb.
It is?
It is the southwest of us. Yes, it is. And it has many wonderful... lower middle class dining experiences, and there is some rich history there in the music scene, but for the most part, it's trash. And the funniest thing that I can recall in recent memory about Parma is a local media personality who wrote for a certain show on Adult Swim called Black Dynamite took a group of people out to a Parma Olive Garden and were refused service because they're African American.
Oh, okay.
And that pretty much... and the server was African American.
Jesus Christ.
And that pretty much... that's all you need to know about Parma.
Yeah.
That's news to me.
Very racist. Very, very racist. Probably one of the few areas in Cleveland, because Cleveland went, you know, obviously blue in the election. And I would say... One of the pockets that was red would be Parma.
Possibly. Yeah, for sure. Pretty much everyone in Parma mods their cars.
Yeah. They're all mouth-breathing Fred Durst Juggalos.
I want to count on how many times we said mouth-breather because I really love that term.
Yeah, it's a good term.
I have something to share with you guys after the show about that.
Okay.
It really made me angry.
About what? Us saying mouth breather?
No. Specific mouth breathers. But it's
specific mouth breathers.
Look, we got the feedback. You don't want my personal beef. Fine.
I got you.
I'll leave it off air. That's fine.
Understandable.
So basically, the way to avoid the car mod culture then would be to stay out of Parma. Can we think of any other pockets of these people out there? Perhaps,
geographically,
I would say Garfield Heights would
East
probably
Lake,
be
where I'm from.
East Lake was one place I was definitely thinking.
So that might have something to do with why I have such hatred for us. Cause I went to high school and had to deal with it all the fucking time.
I will tell you, that is where I see the people that are modding their cars with, Steelers. Like, you know, they want the black and yellow spoiler and yellow, like, rims on the car. And I see that all the time out there.
Oh, yeah. Very divided city in terms of NFL sports fandom.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I know we spewed all this stuff, and I really got to release some of this. But at the end of the day, I mean, this is really ultimately just a cry for help because I've always wanted to be like them. I've always wanted to mod the cars.
You wouldn't fit in one of those cars. Let's be honest here.
I have an irrational fear of being too close to the ground.
I like my center of gravity right where it's at.
Yeah. I've always wanted to learn how to put on the body kits. I just didn't know where to start. And they were all so advanced for me, and I
$1,000 model kits. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Look, what Pete's trying to tell you people out there is he needs somebody with a specific pair of clippers to trim down his wonderful Eastern European mustache into the trash bash he's always wanted. He wants it to look like he's going through puberty.
How do I make it look like I'm going through puberty again? Those are the best days of my life.
Also, Pete's getting jumped into SOSF tomorrow. So.
I figured once I brought that aspect of it up that I should probably keep a watch on my back a little bit.
Oh, it's fine.
Maybe you can hire some rice burners to follow you around.
Yeah. Blend in.
Yeah.
I don't blend in with anybody. Who am I kidding?
Yeah. Stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, that's the wonderful thing about you. Well, Pete, thank you so much for coming on the show this week. This was a lot of fun.
Hey, thanks, guys. It's been great. I love having you guys over every week. I'm glad to have the opportunity to do this. You guys are awesome. I think you provide a really excellent platform, a pretty unique, creative platform at that. I'm just happy to be a part of the team, I guess you could say.
Well, I'm happy to have you too, Pete. This is, honestly, you've made doing this podcast so much more fun for me than I ever thought it could be.
I appreciate everything.
And I love you too, Jordan, even though you are probably a lady.
I'm still not denying it. I mean, I don't, like, pretty hot chick, though.
Yeah.
I got to do the plugs. By the time this comes out, Friday night, March 3rd, my mother's birthday, will be the next Ad Hominem Attack show, now at the East End Tavern. The tickets are $5. The main event is former guest of the show, Tabitha Jones, trying to take the belt away from unsuitable language member and woman who designed the tattoo on my left hip, Kristen Galewood. So if you are into roast battles at all, that is the place to be. We also like to thank the Lousy Weather Media Network, our sponsor, Rain Clothing, and Sam Holmes, who did the logo. That's you can follow her on the Instagram, Sam Holmes, like you live in, not Holmes like who modify their car.
And expect more artwork coming from this show soon.
And a new intro and new ads.
Yeah, it's because this will be episode, 21?
This is episode 21.
21, all right. So, yeah, we got things slowed down a little bit, as they tend to every once in a while, but we're about to ramp back up and do another 20 episodes and see what comes of it.
Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates custom car culture as much as Pete Milk.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again! I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care. I'm not making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.